Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How are you all doing? How is it August? How are we this far through 2020? But most importantly, how are you all doing? Now, today's episode, I really wanted to do a quick kind of energy download because I have got two very exciting interview episodes coming up for you in the next couple of days. But I just wanted to dive in, and selfishly, I wanted to come on and do a podcast episode. It feels like it's been ages since I've done an episode. Last week, or kind of actually when you're hearing this, just before last week, was my 5-day money mindset challenge in my Facebook group, Next Level Money Mindset. Now, if you are part of that challenge, congratulations, because there were so many money wins. There were people making massive shifts. There's one particular activity that I teach in that 5-day challenge. And from memory, there were people telling me they'd saved £130, I think there was £300, someone else said £500, just from one small activity. Now, the whole challenge is built around the power of money mindset, and it is literally a drop in the ocean of what I teach in my groups and to my one-to-one clients. But I did it because it gives you that feeling of, oh my goodness, I can make a massive impact. And we can. We are the creators of our own reality. We literally are the creators of our own bank accounts. And I love that 5-day challenge because it just gives you that taste for, wow, I have so much power to shift into abundance. I have so much power to actually transform my business or my bank account or my story, whatever it is for you. So congratulations if you were part of the 5-day money mindset challenge. I am so proud of you. You committed, you did the inner work, you took the action, and it just shows the power of intention. When we choose to make shifts in our money mindset, we see shifts in our reality because everything comes from within. This is the thing. Everything you see right now in your reality, whether you're driving in your car, whether you are on a run and you are in a healthy, fit body, whether you are sitting at your desk and you're looking around your physical environment, you are creating that. And even if what you're looking at, you're thinking, oh my God, I'm creating this, but I don't want it. Even just realizing that is amazing because then you can start to shift, you can start to pivot, you can start to change. And that to me is just the most exciting thing ever. You know, if you listen to these episodes, that I get so excited about the power of creation. So I don't really talk about, and maybe lots of people don't, but I don't really talk about, you know, well, that negative thing in your life, you've created it, because I choose to shift my mindset to, okay, there's something in my life that isn't serving me. It doesn't feel good. It's not where I want it to be. Now I'm aware of that, I can actually shift it. I can change it. And if we're not aware of what's going on, if we're not realizing what is in our lives that we are not 100% happy with, then we can't change it. So actually, awareness, and this kind of leads on to the second thing I was going to say. So I want to talk about the fact that if you take one thing out of this episode, I want you to take that the way we feel is everything. the way we feel is everything. Do you know what I mean? That feeling around manifestation, vibrations, energy. Now, there are going to be days where we don't feel great. There are going to be days where we feel fear or we feel anxiety or we feel low, and that is totally human and normal. I am not saying that we can't feel bad. Even last week, I was having the most amazing week in the Money Mindset Challenge, and there was a little blip. I'm going to call it a blip because it was one of those things that showed up and I was like, oh no, oh my gosh, I've done it all wrong. This isn't going to work out. What am I doing? And I'm going to be honest, there was a little tear, okay? There was a little tear because I was like, oh my goodness. I was so excited, so high vibe, so high energy. And then something unexpected happened and I was like, oh, it's all ruined. And I noticed that in myself. But what I allow myself to do is I allow myself to feel those feelings. So I sat there. I may have cried at my desk because that's real life. And then I was like, why are you crying, Victoria? What is it? And it was a fear around, if I really break it down, it was a fear around this is never going to work, this one particular thing. And then I sat there and went, well, that's not true, is it? Because it's worked before. And actually, what is this telling you? What can you learn from this? And don't get me wrong, I've got much faster at doing this. And it gets so much easier. All the mindset tools and techniques that I talk about, I use. I don't talk about anything that I don't use or I don't teach to my clients or I haven't used in the past because I test things out. One of the things I was talking about in the 5-day challenge that I share with my one-to-ones is about doodle pages. So I do like journaling, but a lot of the time I don't want to sit down with one particular question or I don't want to write pages and pages. I want to be really free with it. So I do a doodle page. And basically for me, a doodle page is my version of journaling. I've worked out what works, what gets me into the right energy, and then I share that with my clients. So where was I going with this? Oh yeah, I test everything. Sorry, tangents. Again, if you listen to this podcast, you know that sometimes my mind goes off on tangents. I just get too excited. So if you are feeling a negative thought, if you are feeling negative feelings, I want you to know that that is part of the human experience. It is so normal. What I'm going to say is feel those feelings, sit in those feelings. If you need to shout, scream, cry, do it. Go for it. Let those emotions out. Experience them. And then just take a second to kind of step out of it and be like, okay, so that's the emotion I'm doing at the moment. That's the emotion. It's not who I am. It's the emotion that I'm doing. What's it telling me? What's it creating? Where did this come from? What is the fear behind it? What am I worried about? And from that position, that's when we get to choose new feelings and thoughts. And we can actually talk about, well, maybe this is making me realize that this is a fear that I didn't even know I had. And then you can start to challenge it and you can start to look for evidence and you can start to say, well, do I even want to think that? Do I want to choose a different thought? But it's not about not feeling negative emotions. When I say the way we feel is everything, it means everything comes back to feelings. So if we feel bad, that's giving us information. It's telling us something. It's either telling us a fear we didn't know we had. It's telling us we're off track from a manifestation goal. Or it's just telling us that there's something in our lives that we don't want to have. So we get to change the path. We get to literally change our GPS onto a different path. Now, if we're feeling good, amazing, because then we are a vibrational match for the things we want to create. We get to actually attract more of those positive feelings. But everything comes from a feeling. So if you maybe have been trying some visualization, some journaling, maybe some other manifestation routines, and it's not feeling good, then you need to shift it. Now, that doesn't mean throw it out the window, it doesn't work, because it does work, but it just means for you, it's not maybe tapping into those vibrations. It's not making you feel good. So one of the things I talk about is tailoring your manifestation routine, tailoring the way you structure your day, tailoring how you run your life, basically, so that you feel good, because you get to be the priority. It's not selfish, actually, because if you feel good, you emit a positive energy. When you have contact with your friends, your family, your colleagues, you are vibrating higher. So if they need you to support them, you're there for them. If maybe they bring upset, conflict, you are so much stronger to deal with it because you're coming from a high place. So feeling is everything. Now, when I talk about we get to choose a new feeling, we don't have to go from rock bottom to elation and joy. Okay, again, part of the human experience. It's going to be a process. And sometimes it's going from rock bottom to frustration. And you might be thinking, why am I talking about frustration as a positive thing? If you imagine a scale of emotions, frustration is going to be better than despair, because frustration is almost like you're more focused. You're focused on what it is in your environment that you don't like. And then from frustration, maybe the next day or the next hour, you can move into optimism. So optimism is like, okay, well, maybe things could get better. And even just saying that to yourself, maybe saying, maybe this could get better. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe this is showing me something. You're opening the door for more positive feelings. So really start thinking about how you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. Like I said about manifestation, I am not an early morning person. So I don't have this massive morning routine where I'm up at 5 and I'm meditating. And that's just because it doesn't work for me. For some people, that is a game changer. You know, some people will say, right, the best thing I did was I started getting up at 5 a.m. because then I could go for a walk or a run, or I had an hour to myself, or I could journal. It's just about what works for you. Noticing your feelings, being aware of what your current environment does for you. So if you're currently working from home, just ask yourself, how do I feel sitting in this office? Do I feel cluttered? Do I feel disorganized? Do I feel frustrated? Or do I feel organized, joyful, calm, serene? And if it's the negative ones, then you can be like, okay, well, what can I do to change that? Could I paint a wall? Could I move things around? Could I get some storage? If it's positive feelings, then yes, you know, you're on the right track. You could even start saying, where can I do more of this? Maybe looking at your bedroom, or I'm currently looking out on my garden. My office backs onto my garden and I'm currently looking at a little bit of a mess. So this is making me feel like actually tomorrow's job in one of my breaks is probably just to organize the garden a little bit, get out in the sunshine, because I've noticed, even just doing this podcast, I've noticed that looking out at it is making me feel a little bit frustrated. And that's okay, because I'm aware of it, so I can change it. So noticing feelings is one of the most powerful manifestation tools, because remember, we manifest what we feel. So if you want to manifest money, you have to feel good about money. You have to feel like money is your best friend. You have to feel like you deserve money. So if you're saying affirmations like, I am a money magnet, I feel abundant, money flows to me, but you feel like money is scary, dangerous, scarce, greedy, then what the universe is responding to is the feeling. So again, your job is to notice this. Maybe you are journaling on something. Notice the feelings. Get a highlighter and highlight the feelings that came up in the words that you were writing, because that is where you are vibrating. The feelings are what the universe is responding to. And what you can do is you can start playing the what if up game. Sorry, I said that in the most bizarre way. You can start playing the what if up game, not the what if up game. So like, what if I already had abundance? What if I already had my dream partner? What if I already had my dream job? What if I already had my dream car? What if I already had full health and vitality? How would that feel? What would I be doing? Really sitting in those feelings. And just on a side note here, because I realized I did say this is going to be a super quick episode and I've already talked on, but just a money mindset piece, and this is something that actually came up as part of the 5-day challenge in my group. I really want you to remember that your abundance isn't someone else's lack. And this isn't just a money mindset. Your success isn't someone else's failure. Your health isn't someone else's lack of health, because we need to get into the space that we actually live in an abundant universe. We're a creator. We're not competitors, we are creators. When we have a desire, so maybe you're listening to this thinking, do you know what, I've always wanted to start my own business. I've wanted to move house. I've wanted to have more money. I've wanted to go back to university maybe and study. The fact that you've had that desire means that the universe is starting to move things to make space for you to have it. You desiring more money, you desiring a raise, you desiring more does not mean someone else has to go without. So your wealth does not mean someone else's poverty. If anything, you being more wealthy creates space for other people to either follow in your path because people are like, oh my God, she did it. If she did it, then I can do it, then it's possible. Or if you have your own business, then you are creating space for other people to have jobs within your business. If you're in a 9-to-5, if you imagine you are moving up the ladder, well, your position will need to be filled by someone else, and maybe that's their next step. We have to get into this mindset of expansion, of being able to grow, of limitless possibilities, because it just alleviates that fear of taking from someone else. The fact that, you know, we say, well, maybe it's greedy for me to want more, because what really that means is we think that the universe isn't abundant, we think that money is limited, and we think that by wanting more, that means someone else doesn't have. But we need to see the world as expansive, not limited. And we need to see money as expansive, not limited. And then the thing I want to end on is you need to see yourself as expansive, not limited. If you want to do something, it's completely possible. If you want to change your body, if you want to transform your fitness, if you want to transform your mindset, if you want to transform your business, if you want to transform any area of your life, it is totally possible. No matter where you're starting from, no matter your current knowledge, your current bank account, change is always possible. And I just want to leave you with that. So today I wanted to talk about the fact that the way we feel is everything. I wanted to talk about how your abundance isn't someone else's lack. And I want you to start thinking about where you can expand more, where you can grow more, where you can start to challenge some of these beliefs that the world around you is limited. Now, I hope you've really enjoyed this episode. I absolutely love talking about all things mindset. Now, if you are not already following me on Instagram, then come and say hi. I'm victoria.maskell. I absolutely love it. Don't be afraid to send me a message as well. I always check my message requests, so don't worry if I'm not following you. I love it, I love it, I love it, because then I can actually have a chat with you, and it's just so nice. So if you're listening to this and you're one of the people who has reached out to me, hi, really nice to see you. Oh no, I can't say see you, can I? Really nice to hear you? No, I can't hear you. You know what I mean. But honestly, come and join me on Instagram. There's even more value and content on Instagram, and I would love to say hi to you. I've got 2 episodes coming that are interviews in the next few days, so I hope you really love those. And if you've got any episodes you want me to create or any questions you want me to answer, then just reach out. Have a fabulous, unlimited, abundant, and expansive day wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.